demons dined, the sun has come, you've been left behind. You've been left behind. You've been left behind. You've been
Welcome back to You've Been Left Behind. I'm Braden, and you're listening to Mill River Falls by Henry Birdsey and Austin Larkin. Released in 2022, it's a multi-channel recording using underwater microphones placed inside 10 to 20 foot long PVC pipes, filtered through a 4 to 6 part cord determined by the character of the pipes and the particularity of the standing waves within them. These recordings, as the duo describes, function not as an acoustic document of the site within a duration, but a synthesis between these objects and the environment. The environment they're referring to, Mill River, is an estuary, or a tributary, sorry, of Lake Champlain in the state that I'm from, and the focus of this month's episode, Vermont. Birdsey grew up in Ripton, a fairly remote town in the heart of the Green Mountain National Forest, playing the fiddle and bagpipes, and he's gone on to become an acclaimed drone music composer, focusing on natural sounds and alternative tunings. In an interview with German author Tobias Fischer, he said something that stuck with me. He said, "I think making music might be closer to the work of archaeology or geology than anything creative or constructive like sculpture or carpentry. With sound and music, it seems like the game is uncovering things that are buried already within this strange frame of time." To me, Birdsey's approach to music, seeing it as something like archaeology, exemplifies a new experimental form of folk pioneered by Vermonters that is uniquely characteristic of our time, but draws upon folklorist practices and musical traditions that have been alive in the state for decades. In this episode, I'd like to go back in time and retrace how we got here, through these practices and traditions, and hopefully get a deeper understanding of what it means to make and record folk music and show the breadth of folk music being made and uncovered in Vermont. We'll start with a recording from 1954 in the dining room of a man named Walter Titus, who lived in Johnson, Vermont.
Now things, what did you know that song?
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. And where did you learn that?
Learned it from my father.
And from Bowie. Was that one of his favourite
songs?
Yeah,
that's one he liked to sing off well. Now I'm 90 years of age. My mind turns back onto memory's page. Things to me, they look very queer. Something new comes every year. Oh, dear me, you can but grieve for the good old days of Adam and of Eve. When I was young and went to balls, we went for the Knox team or no team at all. But now they have the horse and sleigh, 2-3 buffaloes and everything gay. Oh, dear me, you can but grieve for the good old days of Adam and of Eve. They have iron horses, puff and blow. They make great noises when they go. If you want to go anywhere, I declare, hop on a rail car and you're right there. Oh, dear me, you can but grieve for the good old days of Adam and of Eve. Oh, dear me, the world's on fire. News goes round on the telegraph wires. Lordy massive, what do you think? The news go to Mexico quicker than a wink. Oh, dear me, you can but grieve for the good old days of Adam and of Eve. When I was young, I heard people say they hatched out chickens their own natural way, but now they hatch them all out by steam. If one should bust, it would break their machine. Oh, dear me, you can but grieve for the good old days of Adam and Eve.
The first voice you heard before Walter was a woman named Helen Hartness Flanders, who devoted her life to collecting and documenting the folk songs of Vermont. She began in the 1920s and 30s sourcing and notating songs from average people across the state in an effort to make what she called a real archive of Vermont folk songs. Starting with handwritten notes, then wax cylinders and reel-to-reel magnetic tape recordings, she collected over 4,800 songs. In the introduction to her first songbook, she wrote, "Every contributor should write down each song in the exact words he remembers or finds them from some singer. In the process of distribution and aging, many songs include unrecognizable words. These should be spelled just as they sound. Traditional words have some fullness of meaning, even when no dictionary has the form of their last appearance. Many lines also do not rhyme. They should be recorded always as remembered, whether rhyming or not." Her goal wasn't to converge on a limited set of folk songs that would be the authority or canon for the state, but rather to capture an honest survey of what everyday folks in the state remember singing, including, or maybe especially, what they forgot. Here's a part of a recording that was preserved from a woman from Rutland, Vermont, my hometown, struggling to remember a song her Irish father used to sing to her.
You can remember it all.
No, I want you to sing just what you remember, Mrs. Mulcahy.
All right, just say it. Yeah. But when she came, you started there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When she came to Lord Batesman's castle, she knocked boldly and rang the bell. "Who's there, who's there?" said the proud young waiter. "That knocks so boldly and can't get in. I want to know, is this Lord Batesman's castle, or is his lordship himself within?" Oh yes," said the proud young waiter. "This very day he has his new bride in. And will you please go up and ask him for a slice of a bottle of wine and a slice of bread, if he remembers that fair young lady that released him when close confined?" Lord Batesman got up in such a hurry that he broke his sword in splinters 3. Oh yes, ah yes.
"The bride's own mother. You have my..."
"Oh, up then stepped the bride's young mother, old mother."
"The bride's own mother."
"Yeah."
"And she said, you went my..."
Mm-hmm.
Helen Harkness Flanders' work is regarded as one of the nation's great folk song collections. It richly documented the movement and transformation of Anglo and Franco-American music in Vermont and New England, and it inspired generations of Vermonters to preserve and reanimate folk music for themselves, including a woman named Margaret MacArthur. When MacArthur first moved to Vermont in 1948, she bought a Helen Harkness Flanders songbook, gathered songs from her neighbors and friends, and began singing on local radio. In 1960, she was gifted a harp zither that she and her husband transformed into a new sort of instrument that's become known as the MacArthur harp, of which she was the only performer. With it and her mountain dulcimer, she performed traditional Vermont folk songs with a unique sound, blending the local style with that of Appalachia, a region whose folk music had similar origins to New England's, but evolved distinctly from it. Here next is Margaret singing the song Single Again from her first album, which she recorded in her kitchen, called Folk Songs Vermont, and have a listen to the MacArthur harp. When listening to some of Helen Harkness Flanders' recordings, I stumbled upon a fiddle tune called The Bummer's Reel, played by a man named Elmer Barton from Vergennes, Vermont. He said he wasn't sure where it originated for certain, but he learned it from a Frenchman in a town near the Canadian border. It just so happens that the only other recording of The Bummer's Reel from before the century that I can find is by Margaret MacArthur, covering it on her Mountain Dulcimer in 1975. Have a listen to a bit of the original fiddle recording, then hear MacArthur's version and how she transformed the source material into a dreamlike and almost psychedelic sound.
The Bummer's Reel. Thank you.
just as how the story of the song you just heard can't be told without French-speaking Vermonters. The same can be said for the story of Vermont folk music, and given the fact that 22% of Vermonters descend from French Canada, the story of Vermont as a whole. Despite their significance, French Canadians have long faced discrimination in the state. In the 1890s, author Rowland Robinson wrote that the state was, quote, infested with an inferior class of people. In the 20s and 30s, French Canadian immigrants were specifically targeted by the Vermont Eugenics Survey and subject to forced sterilization and institutionalization alongside disabled and native Abenaki Vermonters. It goes without saying that this is a particularly dark stain on Vermont's history. I want to play a song from one of the great Franco-American folk singers and advocates, Martha Pellerin, who was born in Barrie, Vermont, to French-speaking Quebecois immigrants in the 1970s. After her father died in 1980, she felt the French culture she loved slipping away from her and the Vermonters around her. From then on, she dedicated herself to keeping the French-speaking culture and music alive. She wasn't necessarily interested in preserving it, she said in an interview, or using it to counter English speaking. Instead, she wanted to progress it and use music to invite English speakers to appreciate this part of Vermont culture that was not only looked down upon, but at one point actively purged. Though she died in 1998 at the age of 37, she's had a long-lasting impact on Franco-Americans in the state, organizing French music festivals, teaching it in schools, working with the Vermont Folklife Center to archive French music, and forming bands to progress it. Here's a song performed by her band, Jeter le Pont, called Ramédon.
Oh, a little wishbone, I make a wish for a potato. Oh, a little wishbone, I make a wish for a potato.
I make a wish for a potato.
Picking out the fish bones in my perch from Lake Champlain. Picking out the fish bones in my perch from Lake Champlain.
For those perch, for those bones.
Cooking up tortillas, so much fun when you got a bowl of beans. Cooking up tortillas, so much fun when you got a bowl of beans.
So much fun for those beans.
When we make spaghetti, everybody gathers round and they eat it by the pound. When we make spaghetti, everybody gathers round and they eat it by the pound.
They all gather round, they eat it by the pound.
We fill up our guts, then we turn it into shit, then we get rid of it. We fill up our guts, then we turn it into shit, then we get rid of it.
Turn it into shit, we get rid of it.
Oh, I see the dishes over there, they fill me with despair. Oh, I see the dishes over there, they fill me with despair.
Dishes over there, they fill me with despair.
That was Slurf Song by folk legend Michael Hurley, who the magazine No Depression called a crazy backwoods Vermont folkie singing about werewolves and maids and drinking weasel piss. Though he grew up in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and finished his life in Oregon, he spent 2 decades living in eastern Vermont, working odd jobs and couch surfing along what he called the insanity belt from the late 60s till the 80s. While in Vermont, he recorded 7 of his first 8 albums, including the one on which Surf Song, which you just heard, appears. It was also in Vermont where he picked up fiddling, saying in an interview with Amoeba Records that it was the, quote, geezers there playing at the old-time fiddle contest that inspired him to play. Hurley represents a sort of folk musician who is unlike those we've been listening to so far, in that his life's work wasn't centered around preserving or promoting a tradition or specific culture. He wasn't a folklorist. In his words, he says, what I do is goof off and try to get away with it. He was a part of the 60s folk revival and the expansion of the folk label to include artists who were inspired by folk songs of the past, but sang songs of their own. Folk, blues, and country music history provided the sound and structure for his music, but it was his own life and the characters and scenes, things like Rolling Rock beer and fish bones in Lake Champlain, that colored it. Vernon Tonjes wrote, a true and deliberate neo-primitive, his inspiration springs from nature, the rural blues, and the lure of remote hills and woodlands, landscapes that loom in the backgrounds of his comics. By the late 80s, he moved out. I finally got priced out of Vermont by the yuppies, he told Arthur Magazine, heading to Virginia, then eventually Oregon, continuing to make music untethered to folk canon, but reflecting his individual digestion of it, his life, and the world around him. Here's one more from him called The VT to ORE Floor.
Kitchen window very clean. Open up the kitchen door, I'll show you what I mean. Kitchen window open wide. Close up the kitchen door. The moon has changed. One in every state. Sometimes I get the feeling that I can't. Sometimes I walk into a tavern. There ain't nobody there. Just like the open spaces, there's plenty air to share. In the sky, I'll stay with my woman, 'cause she won't let me die. Kitchen window very clean. Open up the kitchen door, show you what I mean. Thank you.
This is Glenn Wance, Helicopters Over East Montpelier, Vermont Rag, featuring, in his words, field recordings of military helicopters obliterating the winter soundscape, electric guitar, birds, barking dogs, and footsteps. Recorded just last week, this song represents to me that new sort of folk I began the show with, which sounds quite different from the music we've heard so far, but draws upon and transforms the method that birthed it, or the methods. For Helen Harkness Flanders in the 30s, folk meant capturing the music in the fading memories of old Vermonters. For Margaret MacArthur and Martha Pellerin, it was breathing life into these stored memories by performing their interpretations of the vast and varied records of them. Michael Hurley was not so much capturing or reanimating static source material of the past, but using its sound to convey the impressions left on him by the spirit and the environment of the present. Now Vermonters find themselves in fresh territory and with questions. What is there left to capture? What is worth conveying, and how does one do so honestly? And what is Vermont? The music of this new generation's answers by saying, listen for yourself. I see Glenn Wayne as a descendant of the Michael Hurley school of folk, his music being that of an individual in time. But unlike Hurley and the vibrant world that he shaped with his poetic lyrics, this individual is anonymous, secondary to and dwarfed by its surroundings. Wayne's amnesiac guitar strumming, like the atomized man, meanders through its environment, fragmented and searching for identity. As the lever pullers harvest his footprints to orchestrate his most profitable next step, and he grapples for truth in things that don't change, or at least don't change for him, like the snow in the air, the chirping of birds, and the drones of winter wind and the military machine. His music is, metaphorically and literally, the sound of a Vermonter in Vermont right now. Thank you. the music of Henry Birdsey and Austin Larkin, which I began the show with, where the falls of Mill River play chords on underwater pipes, and the music of Weston Olenke, which I'll play to round out the show, shrink the individual even further and pull music out of older, deeper, harsher places. The last song I'd like to play is called Witched Windows, the last song on Olenke's 2021 album, Verdmont. The first song on the album, Vernon LM, is a Sacred Harp tune played on an antique Brattleboro-made pump organ, layered with field recordings of the Vermont Quarry Association's industrial gang saw in Danby, and processed through convolution reverb using impulse responses of local barns, grain silos, train stations, sheet metal, slate roof tiling, covered bridges, milk bottles, churches, beer tankers, frozen lengths, and more. The song I'll be playing, Witched Windows, is a collage of 14 cassette tape loops made from what he calls sounds endemic to local vernaculars that he buried at their original source locations for months, mostly throughout the winter, and supplemented with electromagnetic field recordings taken at each site and low-frequency audio of ambient ionospheric activity. It's part of Olenke's broader effort to, in his words, engage with the cultural, material, and geological histories of the place we now know as Vermont. He is like if Helen Harkness Flanders, rather than recording a man sitting at his kitchen table, burrowed into, recorded, and amplified the table itself. But unlike Flanders and more like Margaret MacArthur or Martha Pellerin, he's not simply relaying the unaltered source material, but instead transforming and augmenting it. If you enjoy it, I encourage you to listen to his work with Jack Langdon on their album called Thetford, which features organ and banjo drones recorded in the home of America's oldest active religious congregation, the Thetford Hill Church in Thetford, Vermont. Like Witched Windows and other music of its ilk, it's challenging, unbending, and raw in its attempt to capture the unspoken sounds of the state through the songs not in the memories of its people, but trapped in its vernacular architecture. In their words, when we sit in the unknowing and surrender ourselves to this space, perhaps we can know a little more about how to live in harmony with the complexity of the land, its history, and its language. I'm Braden, and this has been You've Been Left Behind on Hyde FM. Again, to close us out, here's Witched Windows. Thank you for listening.